So the truckers say, starting Monday, we're going to begin this stuff. The boycott New York stuff was hugely trending yesterday on social media. I'm a trucker and I stand with boycott. Time to show the corrupt people that we run this country, not them. I 100% agree with that sentiment. However, where were you Trump truckers when it came to the lockdowns? We had the Freedom Convoy truckers up in Canada. They could understand what was going on because it was Trudeau. It didn't confuse them, right? They pushed back against it. Where were you people? Where were you people? You got EU truckers pushing back against the climate MacGuffin, just like the Canadian truckers pushed back against the pandemic MacGuffin. They've got a reason to fight. You're fighting for Trump. You never fought against the climate lockdowns. You never fought against the pandemic lockdowns. You're fighting for a corrupt, disgusting, greedy, lying politician. You won't fight for principle. You truckers. These guys do nothing unless it affects Trump. How pathetic these New York City truck boycott people are. How pathetic. This is just like the Stop the Steal stuff that came on the heels of Trump turning over the government to unelected bureaucrats to control us. He paid them to control us. That was the plan. The legislation was put out there in 2001, the model legislation. After Dark Winter, then 9/11, then the anthrax attack, they put out the legislation. It was there. Then they pay them to do this stuff. And after Trump paid the bureaucrats to run a medical martial law scam on us, after he did a lockdown election with mail-out ballots and all the rest of the stuff, he had the audacity, he and the big cons like Alex, the big conservative media, to push the Stop the Steal. Trump pushed Save America. And I said, why would anybody defend this guy? Why would you vote for him? If he's going to turn the government over to bureaucrats to rule us, the deep state. It's what we're talking about here, right? What is the deep state? The deep state is a permanently entrenched bureaucracy. That's what the deep state is. All of that, all of it is under the presidency. And of course, the state bureaucracies were bribed by Trump to do all this stuff. But all of the deep state is underneath him. He was the chief, the commander in chief of the deep state, and he did nothing for 4 years, except to do gun control by using the deep state, the ATF, the BATF. Yeah, we'll do gun control by bureaucrats, because why not? We're going to control whether or not you can get out in public, whether or not you can walk without a mask and all the rest of this stuff. We'll control that with a bureaucracy. So why not do gun control with a bureaucracy as well? And after all of that, you had people who didn't fight against any of this stuff, but they were going to fight for Trump. And so you got these truckers who didn't fight the climate MacGuffin. They don't fight the climate MacGuffin. They don't fight the pandemic MacGuffin, but they're going to fight for Trump. Pathetic. You're pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. The left needs to be reminded of who really runs this country, says Real Trucker Jake. He says, MAGA patriots make this country run. Liberals make our coffee. Well, now here's how this works, in case you haven't noticed, and Real Trucker Jake hasn't. The liberals run our institutions. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed how they're in charge of the schools and the media and all the rest of this stuff? And they're not going to make your coffee. They're going to make your coffee go away. They've already said, hey, well, you're not going to have your coffee because of carbon footprints. They're going to take your truck away too, pal. If you don't fight back against this climate MacGuffin, how clueless can you be? You're going to fight for Trump? Unbelievable. Yeah, Trump did not remove the Paris climate agenda. He kept it there for all 4 years. You get him in a second time, you watch what he's going to do. Who runs this country? The truckers? No, CIA runs it. The liberals in control of the institutions run it. Truckers are talking about not delivering New York City for 3 years. Well, we'll see. Anyway, some American truckers appear to be adopting strategies similar to those used by European farmers in their fight against progressive elites aiming to shut down their farms, writes Zero Hedge. Except that this is not the cause, right? This is not the cause to rally around. The people in Europe are doing this for the right reason. It's surprising to see that many people in the public don't understand that's where their food comes from. But it's even more surprising to see these truckers not understand what that agenda is. I mean, you got people out there, they're implementing all of this stuff just a couple of steps behind the Europeans. These truckers want to organize, they better take direct action because, look, neither the Republicans nor the Democrats want to stop this global agenda any more than they wanted to stop the pandemic MacGuffin. Shannon Joy, who I was on her show once, interviewed me. She said, who is dumb enough to join the Fed's Truckers for Trump honeypot? And she'd warned back in, she writes in this Twitter thread, she said, I was warning people about all the baggage that Trump had going back to 2015, that he was a very bad candidate because of that very reason. This is an op-ed piece from Alan Pfeiffer at WND. He wonders how far citizens will bend before they take a stand against the destroyers. He says, will it really take F-15s to overthrow a tyrannical government? Well, no. I mean, just take a look at the victories that the truckers have had in Canada and the European Union. The truckers in Canada, they've been through a lot of stuff. Some of them got sent to jail, and of course we had all this, but this is really rolling out to their benefit. You know, they resisted this stuff, and you saw Trudeau fully play his hand. And so they did it in a way that was very playful and peaceful, the truckers in Canada did. And it showed exactly the tyranny of Trudeau, going in and freezing bank accounts and all the rest of this stuff. So it was a huge win from that standpoint. And now, as they're going to trial and as they're suing these people and winning in court, because what was done by Trudeau and these tyrants was against the Charter of Freedom, was against the law and all the rest of this stuff. They had no legal basis for it. It was outright tyranny. And so, first of all, they won in public opinion. Now they're starting to win in court. They're going to have lawsuits there. Same thing is happening in with the European Union farmers. But as this person, Alan Pfeiffer, says, he said, America's doers collectively disparaged as MAGA supporters. No. MAGA was disparaged by Trump as non-essential. Not necessarily the truckers, but people who used to have small businesses on Main Street. Businesses that they'd poured their life's work and sweat and capital into, shut down and destroyed by Trump's useless orders. As he put Fauci in charge, kept him in charge, gave him a medal on his last day in office. The media confused patience with being docile. They confused tolerance with weakness, says Pfeiffer. Well, hopefully these people, he talks about the right approach. But I'm still not concerned. I'm still concerned that these people, the MAGA supporters of Trump, can't figure out who is on their side. They don't know which team these guys are playing on. And so, you know, they're going to be involved in some friendly fire as well as getting stabbed in the back. They don't realize, for the most part, that the national GOP, especially Trump, is a fifth column.
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.